Recordings are started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Auction Proceeds CCWG Charter Drafting Team call held on Thursday, the 31st of March, 2015. On the call today, we have Alan Greenberg, Tony Harris, Erica Mann, Melissa King, Russ Mundy, Brad Verd, and Lyman Chapman. We have listed apologies from Olga Cavalli, Jonathan Robinson, and Samantha Eisner. From staff, we have Lauren Allison, Marika Koning, Glenn D. St. Jerry, Julie Headland, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. I'll turn it back over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. And as you heard, Jonathan is on vacation, and I will be taking over as chair today. The agenda is going to be swapped or changed somewhat because, as you also heard, Sam Eisner is not on the call, and as a result, item number 4 will be deferred. Are there any other comments on the agenda before we proceed?
I do have one. It's Erica.
Yes, go ahead, Erica.
So I do have one, and this impacts the call Russ and I should have had before to analyze the public comments. We didn't find the time to analyze it, so we will have to do this a bit later as well, which is maybe not bad because we are waiting for some review as well, and since she needs a bit more time as well, so maybe overall it's not so all too bad that we haven't had a chance to talk yet.
Thank you. But it sounds like we're going to have a short meeting today.
Yeah, apologies.
The first item is the review of the draft work plan, which we do have from Marika, and I'll turn the call over to Marika.
Thank you very much, Alan. Hi, everyone. This is Marika. So one of the action items that we had as a staff together with the leadership of the drafting team is to come up with an overview of the milestones or a work plan to outline the different steps between now and the next ICANN meeting and possibly also beyond. We did discuss briefly during the meeting in Marrakesh that a potential soft target could or should be to have a draft available for comments by the different ICANN SOs and ACs by Helsinki. And then as a kind of ultimate deadline, maybe the October meeting for approval if additional time will be needed to review and factor in the comments that are that would have been submitted by the different groups. So what you see on the screen is basically trying to map out the different action items or requirements that I at least saw from a staff perspective in getting us to that timeline. I think we've already noted there are some items that we already need to move out a little bit, but if you look at the schedule, I think there's quite a bit of flexibility and hopefully it won't affect the ultimate goals that we have set up in here too much. So basically, you can see here there are a number of items that are identified as a target date for today's meeting. You're looking at the milestones, which we're doing now, the review of the public comments, which we've just noted, will be moved to the next meeting. Similarly, the briefing note on legal and fiduciary constraints will also be pushed out to the next meeting, although I understood from Samantha that she may actually have an update in the course of next week, so maybe some input will already be provided on that. Then, as staff, we also had an action item to identify some of the key questions for the different sections of the charter and circulate these to the mailing list to stimulate discussion and input. It is something that I did start on, but I didn't really want to send it right before the meeting, but I'm hoping that it's something I'll be able to circulate relatively shortly after this call, which is really an attempt to get conversation going on some of the more probably administrative sections of the charter while the group works on the more the scope and background to this issue as a separate conversation, but hopefully at least getting closure on some of the other items in the charter will help as well moving this effort forward. And then you'll see as well the item, basically the draft agenda as we're talking and now through these items. So then the proposed item for the the next meeting in 2 weeks' time would be to discuss and review some of the input received on those key questions. Again, the hope is by putting forward these questions, we'll get a sense of where the drafting team stands on some of these items, and that will hopefully help them as well facilitate the drafting of these sections, and as well reviewing some of the language that is available in other CWG sections, charters that may serve as an example or a guiding light to come to a closure. So basically the assumption is that discussion will take a number of meetings. Again, it all will depend, of course, as well, how much time and how much discussion we're able to achieve throughout, in between the meetings on the mailing list, because that, of course, will help to come to closure on some of these items at an earlier stage. And then with a target of 26th of May to kind of finalize the discussion, finalize the draft language for the different sections, so that by the 7th or by the 9th of June, we would be in a position to send this over to the different SOs and ACs so they have sufficient time to look at the charter and potentially as well specific questions that the drafting team may have been identified ahead of the Helsinki meeting. And then hopefully different groups will have some time in Helsinki to discuss the charter, review it, and then come back to the drafting team with any input or feedback they may have. Again, at this stage, it's probably difficult to anticipate what that feedback will look like or how much time is then needed for the drafting team to process that feedback. And as such, I've put in here that the group would reconvene probably the 14th of July to review all that information and then basically decide on the basis of that how many meetings, if any, are needed to finalize the charter, noting that the ultimate target deadline would be the ICANN 57 to be able to put forward the charter to the different SOs and ACs for their consideration and approval. So that's basically the rough timeline that we've put together, and happy to take any questions or comments.
Thank you, Marika. I have a question. You said we'll present the charter by the Helsinki meeting and get feedback in July and then have a final charter for the meeting in October. Aren't there a few months in between? Am I missing something?
So this is a flexible timeline. I mean, as I said, the ultimate deadline would be the October meeting, but it's really in mind, I think that would only be the scenario if there's so much feedback provided from the Helsinki meeting that we indeed need that time from July to October to work through that. Also, looking at some of the groups may not be able to approve a charter without the face-to-face meeting. So, again, I think as we've seen as well with other cross-community working groups, usually there is a certain time frame that within which the different SOs and ACs consider and approve the charter, which is dependent on their own processes and procedures. So I agree with you. This is, I think, a very conservative timeline. Hopefully, in an ideal world, maybe if we make a lot of progress, maybe we're already in a position to share a draft charter well ahead of the Helsinki meeting, and the Helsinki meeting could even be a point where some are able or willing to approve. But as I said, this is basically a build around the sentiment, I think, that was shared during the meeting in Marrakesh, that there's no rush in doing this. It's more important to do this well. So I think there's a significant buffer of time built into this this work plan, but it's not set in stone. So, of course, we can adjust and adapt as needed based on progress made or lack of progress.
Okay, thank you. I suspect approval in Helsinki is a little bit optimistic, but hopefully it won't be a lot after that, unless we really mess up in what we present to the chartering organizations. And I see in the chat, Lyman says he's okay with that, the latest by, and I certainly can't complain about that, but I'll be optimistic that it won't be that late. I would like to actually have something like to see a kickoff meeting no later than the October meeting, wherever it may be held. So hopefully we'll have the charter well before that. I open the floor.
If nobody else is on the queue, Ellen, Erica.
You're on, Erica.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen, I think Marika, she made some valid points, and I just think it would really be relevant to understand that the work in these cross-community groups, they take sometimes more time, and because many of us are engaged at the same time in bylaw drafting and that kind of work, I'm a little bit worried about the timeline. So what I would love us to do, and I think we all agree already, listening to comments from Marika and listening to comments from you, Alan, what I would love us to do, not to have expectation that we have a fixed deadline in the document, in our documents which we communicate, so that we maybe instead of talking about no later than or whatever kind of time-bound elements we have in our documents, that we say ideally by, because I think the worst would be that we can't fulfill our promise if we communicate to our different community members. I mean, I wish we, and I hope we can, you know, we can fulfill a tight line, but I'm just worried that, you know, we should be a bit concerned about the language we use in communicating this.
Yeah, I to be honest, I don't think people are going to be paying all that much attention to the timeline associated with the charter. I mean, when we get to the actual working group, that's a completely different issue.
Yeah.
But for the chartering, I don't think it's going to be all that onerous. And I'll give a personal perspective. Much of the charter is going to be not quite boilerplate, but simply us making some decisions based on what we know about previous working groups and how similar or different we want to be on them.
Agree with you. I totally agree. I agree. I'm totally on your side. And just worried because we obviously the same people in the same groups. Just worried about timing.
The really difficult part that we have is if we are going to put specific constraints on the CCWG other than the ones that are there based on law or something like that. And that, I think, is going to be the most difficult part that we have to look at. For that, again, I'm giving a personal perspective. Because the rest of it is, I won't say it's boilerplate, but, you know, we already have a fair amount of experience in doing these kinds of things. And I don't think that, you know, the actual work of the CCWG is going to be onerous because there will be more controversy there than in the charter. But the chartering work, I don't think, is going to be all that that much.
I agree. I'm not worried about controversy. I'm only worried about timing. Totally agree.
Yeah. Anyone else? I think Marika's done a good job in identifying things. Given that the two items we had for today are both deferred, the two specific items, I'm a little bit worried that, you know, because of things like the transition and bylaw drafting and other work, that we're going to keep on pushing some of these discussions off. But I think we're going to have to make sure that we're using the mailing list well ahead of time to identify what it is we'll be talking about in a given meeting, so people can come prepared. I'm also a little bit concerned about the sparse turnout we have at this meeting, and hope that will not be a pattern. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. So on that point on, you know, being able to identify the topics. And as I said, I already started going through the different sections of the charter and identifying, you know, some questions that the group will need to answer. Some of those are already, you know, called out in the template charter. Others come up through the fact that in the template that the CCWG principles developed, there are some options. So certain things are the different options available. So again, the group either has to decide whether to pick one of those options or you know, come up with a new option altogether. But once we have that list together, and again, you know, Alan, I'm happy to work with you and Jonathan on that, maybe a proposed approach would be that we indeed identify set, you know, sections for the upcoming meetings so that the discussion you know, prior to that meeting really focuses on that specific section. We can look at, and I said I'm trying to do that as well, pull some example language from other CWG charters that may serve as a either an example or a starting point or maybe even a model for filling out that language. And maybe that is a way as well then to really prepare, you know, prepare a more detailed work plan so people know which sections are going to be discussed at which meetings, and we can, you know, prepare accordingly for that. As I said, it's something that we can work on with the leadership if that's easier to organize and prepare accordingly. But I think as well, like I said, my focus is on the administrative aspects of the charter. I think where probably some volunteers may need to, you know, start with something is really on the first part of the charter, which is on the scope and you know, objectives. But again, maybe some of that can only really start once we have the input from Sam on the legal and fiduciary constraints, as presumably that will, you know, need to factor into the scoping aspect as well as the work that Erica and Russ are doing on the reviewing the comments, as you know, there may be input in there that is relevant to that specific aspect of the charter.
Yeah, no, Marika, I think you're quite correct, and I suspect you're going to be able to put together a fair amount of the, you know, of a draft charter with some sections completely left blank that will have to be the actual substance of the work we're doing once we have the input from the various groups. So I will share with you, when I first saw this the timeline that when Marika sent it to me, my initial reaction was, why is it going to take that long? But hopefully it won't. We'll see. Russ, go ahead. Can't hear you. You may be on mute. And your hand is down. Anyone else on this item?
Just one thing, Ellen, Erica again. Marika, I saw in the, because I have you on the call now and I have this bad connection, I saw the call with Russ on the 31st. Was this a try that you tried to reach him to arrange the call with me? Marika?
Is Marika still Marika? With us?
I don't know.
Yes, just sorry, getting off mute. I'm not exactly sure if I'm understanding the question. You would like me to set up a call for you?
I saw on the, on one of the schedule, I saw you had a 31st included as a call with him. So my question is, was somebody trying to connect the two of us?
I send you indeed an email as a reminder that this item was on the agenda for today's meeting, the 31st, and trying to see if there was anything else we could do to facilitate your work in reviewing the comments. So that was basically the purpose of my email.
I reviewed the comments, but I was waiting that somebody tried to reach out to us to get the setup. So maybe just somebody sent me his email address, then I can do it myself again. Because somewhere something is missing that we can't get connected.
This is Rick. On that same email, Ross was copied as well, and I see Ross is tight now. But you know, if it's helpful, we can work with you to try and set up a call.
Perfect.
So you can
do this.
Can
do
connect.
Me a favor. Please, Alan, apologies for this, but we are constantly trying to reach each other. Thank you so much, Alan.
That's okay.
Thanks.
Okay, Russ said he's been through the comments, but also did not see the email on the 21st. Russ, if you want to speak and have a phone, if you give staff the number, we can do a call out to you. But maybe that was all you were trying to say. And And we have a question saying, when do we expect to have a draft charter available? Well, the hope, according to this timeline, is we'll have it available well before Helsinki. For the purposes of the more procedural part, Mariko, I think we'll have something ready for us, I'm guessing, in the next week or so. Is that reasonable, or are you looking a couple of weeks out, Mariko?
No, this is Mariko. So basically, just as a reminder, there is already a template. And the template already has some information filled out, and we actually have that available as well as a Google Doc to allow for people that already want to work on it or flag comments or questions to do so. So we can circulate that link again. So as Ellen noted, yes, I'm hoping to circulate the document shortly, hopefully even later this week, and if not early next week, which indeed would pull out the different sections and flag questions that the drafting team will need to answer, and also try to find some example language from some of the existing CWG charters, so you have something to look at either as an example or maybe as a starting point, and then based, I think, on the input on the questions, either some volunteers from the drafting team, otherwise staff, we'll be happy to take a first stab at taking the feedback on those questions and trying to integrate that into language for those different sections. And again, we can either circulate that on the mailing list or make it available as a Google Doc so people can then as well comment and edit or provide feedback as they see fit.
Yeah, I think once we have something with the blanks highlighted and the questions highlighted, it's a lot easier to get people to volunteer to take a stab at it. We will have Russ on the phone, hopefully. Is that correct, Terry?
Yes, the operator's working on that now.
Okay, we're trying to get to him. As a heads up for where we're heading, as I said, the items 3 and 4 we're not formally doing unless Russ has some comments on item 3. The next one is discuss next steps, including assignment of different sections of the charter for identification of further questions and or drafting language. And I think we just sort of implied that we're not going to try to do that today until we have a document in front of us. And now we have the document in front of us. But so let's wait for Russ to get on, and hopefully he'll be on in a moment.
Yeah, and this is Rick, just to know that the document that's in front of you is the template. So there's nothing else filled in here yet or any further work has been done. It's just for those that may not have seen it, this is a template that has been prepared by the cross-community working group on cross-community working group principles. They're basically trying to come to some kind of common understanding of the way CWGs are expected to operate and function. And the charter template is intended to serve as a tool to help CCWGs to establish themselves. So it flags some of the items that will need to be defined. It provides as well some template language that groups may want to consider. So basically we've used that as a starting point, but of course this is all fair game. This is just example language. So whatever the group wants to fill in or if there are additional sections that are needed, that's of course all possible.
And of course, for those who aren't following all of the CCWGs, the CCWG on CCWG frameworks is currently out for public comment, and therefore anything that they have in their template may in fact be changed before it gets locked in. So we shouldn't feel too constrained to follow or not follow their advice if we feel otherwise. How are we doing on Russ?
I see the app has attempted a couple different times to reach him, and I'm just waiting for the final word.
for internet professionals, we seem to have a problem with communication.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it is really painful.
But you think we would have gotten the telephone down right by now.
Oh, my God. But even the telephone sometimes, Alan.
Well, Russ has his hand up. If you can speak, then we'd be glad to hear you.
And I believe his line is connected.
And I think I am online. Am I being heard now?
You certainly are. Welcome.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. I guess the one item that I wanted to mention But just to back up a little bit on the agenda was that in the looking again at the public comments that came in, I think, though I'm not certain because I haven't gone through writing everything down that I see from the public comments, but I think there may be some things in there that at least we need to discuss as a drafting team to see if they are something that needs to go into the charter itself as constraints or at least advice of some sort to the group in the charter of the group. So I think this was covered earlier, but I do think there is some material that is contained in those public comments that we'll want to talk to. And that's one of the things that I think Erica and I need to look at flagging clearly.
Would you care to give us a sample of the kind of things you're talking about? Or is that
the list was long and deep. I think about 9 pages. And at this moment, honestly, I don't have a specific example, but I think there are at least somewhere between 3 and 5 or 6, maybe as many as 8 in those 9 pages of stuff that are individual comments that really apply more to the execution in the actual CCWG itself that want to be addressed in the charter.
Yeah, that was my impression also, that many of the comments were focused on essentially how we should use the money, which is not really what we're looking at. And in fact, if one looks ahead, the CCWG may end up predicting that some board or foundation make the actual decisions. So those real decisions may be quite a far way out, and certainly aren't ours unless there are real constraints we need to that we think we want to impose. I know other people.
I mean, the only constraint which came, Alan and Wes, which came up again and again in the comments was whether we should have a kind of framing done so that it needs to go into our ecosystem. So the DNS broad ecosystem, this could be one, but I'm not even there. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, I guess my opinion, and I've heard it from other people, is we want to put as few constraints on the CCWG and any future activity as we can, limited, of course, to what is may be there as fiduciary duty or other constraints on how ICANN can use its money.
Yeah. But that's the point we need.
For us to rule out something that is a viable use and some people in the community want, I think would be quite inappropriate. We're just not representative enough of the overall community to do that. That, again, my opinion. All right. We certainly are going to have some work ahead of us, but I don't think there's a lot we can do more at this point. Marika, have I missed something? Or anyone else, for that matter?
No, not from my perspective. Just maybe to reconfirm the next meeting.
Then the next meeting is scheduled for the 14th, I believe.
Correct.
At 1300 UTC, and that is a fine time for me. I hope it is for other people as well. And I'll last call for any comments or questions before we adjourn the meeting early.
Now, just Russ, Alan, sorry that I misused your time again. Russ, can we find a time next week to have our call and to discuss it?
Erica, this is Marika. I've asked Julie, who also supports the AFAC, to coordinate between the two.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm just worried that it's... Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
I know the feeling. If it's not done now, it may never happen.
I know.
All right. I thank everyone for attending, and I give you back a half hour of your day or
thank
your
you
night.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, all.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Vince, if you can please disconnect all recording lines. And for everyone else, if you could just please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Thank you for joining and have a wonderful rest of your day.